Bismillahi r-Rahmani r-Rahim. Dearest children, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Continuing with our series titled The Great Companions of Our Beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, this week we will look at one of the wives of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Her name was Sayyida Sauda bint Zama'a radiyallahu anha. She was born the same year as our beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and she passed away 10 years after the demise of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Sayyida Sauda radiyallahu anha was a daughter of Sayyiduna Zama'a radiyallahu anhu, and she was born into the tribe of Quraysh. She was known for her generosity, obedience, submission, and kind nature. She first married a companion by the name of Sayyiduna Sakran ibn Amr radiyallahu anhu, and both husband and wife accepted Islam in the very early years of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam's prophethood. After a few years of accepting Islam, they both performed hijrah and migrated to Habasha, Abyssinia. A short while later, on their return to Makkah, her husband passed away. After the demise of her beloved husband, she was honored to marry our beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This was our beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam's first marriage after the demise of his beloved wife Sayyida Khadija radiyallahu anha in the 10th year of Nubuwa. She lived with our beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam for many years and took responsibility of the household and family of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. She had extreme love and care for our beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. She supported him immensely after his loss of Sayyida Khadija radiyallahu anha. After the demise of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, recognizing her status, Sayyiduna Abu Bakr and Sayyidina Umar radiyallahu anhuma both treated her with great respect. Sayyida Sauda bint Zama'a radiyallahu anha passed away in Madinatul Munawwara towards the end of the reign of Sayyidina Umar radiyallahu anhu. She was 75 years at the time and she was buried in Jannatul Baqi. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant her a lofty status in Jannah, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept all of her services to Deen and reward her on our behalf.